the everlasting Father, the governor among the nations, the one before whom we call, the one who changes not, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we acknowledge your presence this morning. We declare your majesty. We proclaim that you alone are holy, you alone are worthy, you alone are gracious, you alone are kind, you alone are beautiful for situation, you are marvelous for word. You are like nothing ever seen or heard. You are the mighty God. You are the lily of the valley. You are the risen God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of your word will pass without being fulfilled. Who is like unto our God? None can be compared with you, O God. Lord, we bow down before you this morning. De custos o pendoli crossusianda la prene non osuato. Let me be a sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Let me be a sacrifice, consumed in your praise. Let me be a sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Yes, Jesus. Let me be a sacrifice, worshiping your name. Let me be a sacrifice, Lord. Let me be a sacrifice, holy and let me be a sacrifice, consumed in your praise. Hallelujah, let me be a God. Let me be a sacrifice, holy and mighty God. Let me be a sacrifice, worshiping your name. For this is holy ground, we're standing on holy ground.
Yes, Jesus.
For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. He is giving us audience, for the Lord is here, and where he is, he is holy. These are all
hallelujah.
He's giving us holy lips. is here. He speaks to this holiness. These are holy leaves. Wealth is given us holy leaves. And where is his holy? Let me be alone. Let me be a sacrifice. Let me be a sacrifice consumed in your presence. Let me be a sacrifice. Make my life The place of your power, the place of your miracle, the place of your communion, the place of your, oh God, the place of your encounter. Make my life your dwelling place. Let my life be your dwelling place. Let my life be your dwelling place. Let my life be conducive for your permanent dwelling. Let my life be conducive for your permanent move. Let my life be conducive for your permanent reign. Let my life be conducive for your permanent rulership, for your permanent governorship, for your directorship. Lord, let my life, oh God, be conducive, Lord, for the move of your spirit. Make my life your dwelling place. Make my life your dwelling place. Make my life, Lord, your holy place, your place of your tabernacle. Me qua associa a tua atondo lobo susie entro susia atonde le beligus ote. Make my life your permanent abode. Ye qua atua 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 ate. Elle beke kutoso si atua. Endege kuloprus ate. Endegege librus ote. Endegege librus ote. Isopia atua ate. Endege kusoto osu atua. Oso tua atua atua ate. Eso predebo susie. Lord, make my life your permanent abode, your dwelling place. Lord, that is holy and acceptable unto you. Zupi on dege kutu sosi atua. Ze protobobo susie. Eso prendege kutu sosi atu. Lekeku atua. Ondege kutoso si atuate. Ze prendege kususote. Isso prendege kutoso. Isso pia atugazote. Isso priandogege librus ote. Isso pia atugazote. Isso prendege librus ote. Isso pia atuato. Ondegege librus ote bogosusia. Zepronde gege librus ote. Isopia atua atua. Onde gege librus ote. Lebebe kutu. Let my life, oh God, be conducive. Let my life be conducive. Lord, for your abode, for your dwelling, for encounters with you. Let my life be conducive. Let my life be conducive. Let my life be conducive, oh God, for your encounters. De kwa atuko sotua. Endege kuto osusia. Endegege librus ote. Estekia atua. Let my life be conducive for divine encounters. De kuto penanglo kusote. Esu atua 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 te. Encounters with you. Encounters with you. Li atua so prontege kuto osusia. Zepri atua atonde. Eke kuto.
Lequata aso on degege lebrus ote
Lo qua a tu cosot, e so prende che cutoso sia tua, l'englosto so prende che cutasa, de clustoso sia tua, e de che lebrus ote, e so pia a tua, a tua. O so piende gege lebrus ote, in so pia atu gazate, ende ge kutoso ziate, e la pronde ge kusoto lobros ziatua, ende gege librus ote, enda balagrus atua, e stonde gege librus ote, in so pia atua asotue, ende gege librus ote, Isopia atugozotue, ela mongrosotua. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved brethren, there are a number of things that's going to take place on this altar this morning. And beloved, as I see the Lord begin to work in us and work through us, one of the most important things is that you and I have to agree that there are personalities that even pray, but they really do not know what goes on when they pray. And when we pray, you pray, finish, and you are still agitated, you are still troubled, you are still uncomfortable, because you really do not know that you have had an encounter with the Lord. Because religiosity is not the answer. It does not deliver the results. That is why you and I saw Stephen, an ordinary deacon. He begins to address the Sanhedrin and was talking about the natural house that Solomon built unto the Lord. And in this house, as Solomon built the temple unto the Lord and dedicated unto the Lord and gave a lot of sacrifices, and understand that God gave him a privilege to have built the temple, when God said to his father, "You will not build me a temple because your hand has been soiled with blood." And he knew that building a temple unto the Lord was not because he merited it, but because God of mercy showed mercy unto him. Beloved, so Solomon understand the mercy of God that was extended to him to build a temple unto the Lord. So he was unashamed. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 6, a scripture that is very dear to my heart, he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands. He said, "For Solomon has made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and has set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards heaven and said, 'O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heavens nor in the earth, which keep covenant and shew mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart.'" He builds a temple unto the Lord, acknowledge God as the covenant keeping God, who keeps his covenant and show his mercy. His mercies are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. And the Lord is said, "You show your covenant, you keep your covenant, and you show your mercy, your loving kindness to your servants who walk before you with all of their earth." So there is a walking before God. How do we walk before God? Beloved, is that thou which you have kept with thy servant David, my father, that which that you have promised, and promised him, and spoke with your own mouth, you have fulfilled it with your own hand, and it is as it is this day. So you spoke What you have spoken was a promise. And what you have performed, you performed by yourself. He now begins to talk about this devil. He said, "Now therefore, O God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that which thou hast promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel. Yet so that thy children take heed to their way to walk in my law, as thou hast walked before me." Beloved, talking to us, that prayer is not just, beloved, it's not a wish list. The number one is to wish to walk in the ways of God. He said, David had the promise, David saw the performance, and even himself, Solomon, was a proof that God is committed to every detail of the word that he said. And he acknowledged him because he keeps covenant. When you pray, you remind God, you bring covenant into place. You remind that the God that keepeth covenant, before whom you walk, beloved, you walk before whom you lie, and you lay down your all before him. And he begins to consult God. And he said to God, "Please confirm what you have promised to your servant." The confirmation that Solomon was talking about was not asking for a confirmation of what he wills, not of his wish, not of what he wills. He said, "Confirm what you have spoken unto your servant." So what you are confirming is your will. What you are confirming is your word. What you are confirming is your ways. What you are confirming is covenant that you have made unto my father David. What is he saying? He's saying, make good your word. 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 Make good your word unto me. Beloved, it is important for us, as I take these prayers this morning, I have 2-3 other scriptures to read. But beloved, you are saying, when you are saying, make good your word, it's not your own word. It is God's word that is spoken to you. So if you have no word, what are you going to say to God to make good? Are we going to say to God, make good what I wish, or make good what you have spoken, what your mouth has uttered? Make good what you have decreed. Make good what you have uttered concerning me. Because covenant says in Psalm 89 verse 34, it says, "My covenant I shall not break, neither shall I alter what I have uttered by my mouth. My covenant I shall not break, neither will I alter," that is change, "what I have altered by my mouth. What the Lord has spoken, he will yet do, and what God has promised, he will establish. Because he is not like man that should lie, neither is he the son of man that should change." He said, Jeremiah 33:20, he said, "Then my covenant," let us read verse 20. This is what the Lord says: "If you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night no longer come who have preached the ministry before me can be broken, and David will no longer have a descendant to reign on his throne. Not only did David have a descendant to reign upon his throne like a Solomon, because of covenant, you saw the Lord Jesus Christ took the stage of destiny and he ruled. Beloved, that came from the tribe of David, the lineage of David, he took the throne and he ruled and he reigned. Something must be established in your heart and in my heart today that you and I serve a living God that is committed to every spoken word of him. That which he has said. But if we are ignorant, he said, my word is unchangeable. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of God's word will pass without being fulfilled. Heaven and earth that you yourself see. The scripture is telling us that the visible will fizzle out. But the invisible that you do not see, which is the word of faith that you are yet to see, said it cannot pass without being fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of my word shall pass without being fulfilled. It cannot go without finding expression in my life. That is how powerful the word that he speaks, and he made good unto us. Beyond the kusuzi in dolaba nukuro suziate, endege kutozo ziprote ilabakutuzazia. I hear a word from the Lord even as I speak. He said, deliver yourself, deliver yourself, rescue yourself from your own mindset, from your own beloved perception that is contrary to the word of the Lord. Jesus spoke a word to the fig tree. He said, let no man eat from you again. As far as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is concerned, he has spoken and he moved on. And suddenly Jesus was passing through the place the following day, and the disciples said, oh, the fig tree that the master has spoken to has been rooted out. That fig tree was dead from the time that he spoke, let no man eat from you. Because the word of God is potent, the word of God is powerful, the word of God cannot be resisted. The word of God, beloved, is forever established in heaven. So he said, come unto me and let us reason together. What are we reasoning together? You are reasoning on the basis of the strength of the word of the Lord. And Jesus will use the fig tree over and over again to give explanation about the commitment of God to his word this morning. Beloved, somebody on this altar right now, before you came on this altar, whatever the time was, you are somebody that has struggled with eating in your sleep. And even today, you still have the same experience, but you did not eat. But that thing was presented before you, but you did not partake of it. Today, if you will take the prayer of this morning, today marks the end of satanic harassment and pollution in your life. And every catering department to be fulfilled, but how does it get fulfilled? Until you and I know what we do when we come into the presence of the Lord. Solomon told us, he said, what you promised my father, that is what you have done. And then he said, make your word good. He had the petition of your servant. So he saw the place of prayer in 2 Chronicles chapter number 6, the house of God, as a place where you bring God to remembrance of his word. And you are saying to Jehovah, just make your word good to me. He said, make your word good. He said, now you put me on the throne. I am a proof that your word was. I am a proof that you are God. Because everything, every contention of darkness, internally and externally, beloved, could not prevail against covenant. Absalom contested. Beloved, there were internal warfares, but yet the promise of God to Beersheba, the mother of Solomon through David, beloved, came to pass. So he knew that being on the throne is a proof of God's commitment to his word. Being on the throne, it speaks that he has prevailed against contentious internal enemies. Being on the throne is a proof that God is no respecter of men, but he has respect for his word. He has respect for covenant. 74 Psalm, verse 20, he said, have respect for covenant, for the dark places of the earth, they are full of cruelty. Beloved, a Solomon on the throne is a proof that God's word and covenant prevails over every cruelty, every contentious enemy, every power of darkness. And beloved, when you prevail and the enemy is down, you will still be standing. He was saying, he knew why he was, where he was. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer with thy servant, which thy servant prayed before thee, that thy eyes may be upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said, thou will put thy name. He was asking for presence of God. Beloved, continual presence of the Lord. He was asking for the house that he built to be a permanent abode of the Most High God. And therefore he said, let your eyes be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou will put your name there, to heaven, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayed towards this place. When you have the presence of God, you have the power of God that performs the promises of God and that causes, beloved, and the answers required continually to come. Beloved, what, whose presence do you have? Hebrews 12:29. You have the presence of the consuming fire of God. The God who is a consuming fire. You have fire on your altar continually. When you have the presence of God, you walk under open heaven. He said, hearken therefore unto the supplication of your servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make towards this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when you hear, forgive. If a man sin against their neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and do, and judge thy servant by requiting the wicked and recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness, telling you and I that prayer will give you, beloved, the divine verdict of God against the wicked, which is judgment for the wicked, and justification for the righteous. He went on and talked about this. This was a physical temple that he built unto the Lord. He said it would be a place where people pray. And forgiveness, even though Christ has given us forgiveness, it's where you demanded God to ask you to ask for his forgiveness, and he executed according to his word. He keeps on talking about the prayer or what supplication soever. So when Pastor Ellie says that whatsoever, or anywhere and anyhow, beloved, everything answers by the word of God when you and I pray according to the word of the living God that we have received. The word is God's covenant. The word is for God's covenant to make good to us at any time. The word has the potentiality. It is guaranteed by covenant, but you and I need to know how to locate our own word. So when you see Stephen begin to address the people, this Andrew, he said, Solomon has built a house for God. But he said, however, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands, as the prophet says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool, the footstool of my feet. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what kind of place is there for me? Stephen, an ordinary deacon, was quoting, beloved, Isaiah 66, verse 1. Beloved, helping us to know that through Jesus Christ, things have changed. The physical Jerusalem faces a lot of context every day. Contention. Palestinians are fighting. Israelites are fighting. But he said, God dwells no longer in houses that are made by hand. He dwells in us by his spirit. Beloved, if the ordinary temple that Solomon built became a place of answers to all sorts of requests that is placed on the word of the living God, on the promises that are covenanted to his father, and the mercy makes it to work, the loving kindness of God make God to answer whenever they call upon his name. Those who walk before him become a defense for them. It become for us the one that forgive our sins, the one, beloved, that make his word good, that confirm every covenant and word, the one that judge the wicked, the one that justify the righteous, the one that help the helpless and give up for the hopeless, the one that they run to in the time of famine, the one that they will go to and say that this is what you say. If it is not coming to pass, it's because we are good. We have moved away from your promise. And God does answer. So when he was speaking, as God is going to answer for us this morning, it said you don't no longer dwell in houses that are made by Anna. Beloved, because heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool, where then is the house you could build for me? And where is the place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Does all this come into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look. To him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. David and Solomon said, those who walk before him in fear, in reverential fear. Beloved, he no longer dwells in houses that are made by hand, but he dwells, beloved, in us by his own spirit. He made everything, but yet find his abode in me. And that is why you and I will see that Paul was saying, God is the one that made the heaven and the earth. He went through and he saw a person. He saw objects of worship. And he saw an inscription to an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you, Paul says in Acts chapter number 17, verse 23. The God who made the world and all things in it, since the Lord of heaven and earth does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. Paul was introducing to them that God is not in the idol that they carry all over town, but he said God dwelleth in man. Beloved, he dwelleth in us by his spirit. That is why you and I saw that Romans chapter number 12, the word of the Lord says, I beseech you, brethren, present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The proper act of worship, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test the approve the acceptable, the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Beloved, when we dedicate our body unto him, and he has our body as his permanent dwelling place. Beloved, when you approach, Jesus will say, abide in me. John chapter number 15. John 15, he said, abide in me and let my word abide in you. He's talking about remaining. He's talking about a consistency in our dwelling in the presence of the Lord. He says, stay with me, folks. Remain in me, and as I also remain in you, so in me is the dwelling place of the Most High God. But out by his word, Christ the truth inside of me. He said it is impossible to produce result without having the Christ on the inside of all. And if it's in us, what will he be doing? He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So it is possible to achieve a result yesterday. And beloved, and then if we remain in him, we'll achieve results even today, and we achieve results continually. It means that every time we stay in the presence of the Lord, we are having answers. Beloved, why would the Lord say remain? Because there are things that try to twist things and shake men and move men away from the place of abiding, from a place be in one, in unison with God and in oneness with God, so that we can continue to have His abiding presence. For anyone and everyone, they might be different. Because God is holy. So when the enemy tries to make us to deviate onto other things, holiness is said, be holy as I am holy. 1 Peter chapter number 1. I think that was verse number 16. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 16 or 15. The word of the Lord will say, 16. It says, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Because it means be separated unto me, be dedicated unto me. It means that God, beloved, as you see that the temple was dedicated, they were saying, God, let your own name be stamped on this temple. And this morning, you are going to say to the Lord, I dedicate my life to you, Lord. Let your name be imprinted for life over this temple. Lord, I dedicate my life in totality. Lord, let your name be imprinted over my life. The Ustopo Nen Glusto Sosi Atwa, Le Glusto Sosi Eto, Usopron Degege Libus Ote, Isopia Atuato, On Degege Libus Ote, Isopia Atua Atuato, On Degege Libus Ote, Isopia Atuato. On the Gagalibus Ote, Isopia Atu Ato, Isusia Atu Ato, On the Gagusote, let your name, Lord, be imprinted upon my life for life, Dususi Indomabasu Ate, let this body, oh God, Lord, be conducive for your continued and continuous presence. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia atu de zote, Isopron de gekutoso, Isopia atu azo, On de gege librus ote, En de gekosuzia, On de gege librus ote, Isopia atu azo, On de gege librus ote, Isusia atu azo. The result is because it is divine. So the answers that we get, it is God's divine answer, whether for life, whether for destiny. And He said divine supply to the branches that remained in Him. It is that if we remain in Him, we have His presence, we have His power, we have the love and the covenant answering for us for justification, for forgiveness, for deliverance, beloved, in our aid for redemption. So when you see 1 Peter begins to talk about remaining in God and being holy, he went on to begin to talk about the power of redemption that redeemed us. He begins to tell us how to conduct ourselves on earth. He begins to make known to us that what we have engrafted ourselves in, it's not something like gold or silver, beloved, that can fade away, that can be no more. We are yield ourselves to the power of redemption. Beloved, in the blood of Jesus, we have yield ourselves with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Beloved, and it was said in verse 23, beloved, begin to tell us about how Christ is the same, the Redeemer, and the Word of truth. He said He has purchased us with an incorruptible seed, the seed of the Word of God. You and I have been purchased with an eternal Word. That Word of God is the promise of God that He made good, even to you and to me. He said the grass withered and the flower fell, but the Word of the Lord liveth and abideth forever. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flowers have the potentiality to perish and to fade away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever because it's eternal, because it's a covenantly spoken word. It said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of my word shall pass without being fulfilled. Therefore, you have said to the Lord, Lord, make my life, my destiny conducive for divine, Lord, abiding place of your word. Leondige kususo otuazo. Ondege kekutoso si entroso. Le kukutoso via. Eso prendege kutoso. Istondege ketukuso tua. Endege kelebrus ote. Isopia atua atua. Zoprendege kutoso. Isoprondege kelebrus ote. Endegege librus ote, isopia, atua, atua, endegege librus ote, isopia, atuasa, endegege librus ote, isopia, atuasa, ondegege librus ote, isopia, atuasa, ondegege librus ote, isopia, atuasa, ondegege librus ote, isopia atukazote, isopia atua, ondegege librus ote, isopia dogolosihate. Beloved, as Peter came to an understanding by divine revelation and said that Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16, verse 16. And he said, blessed are you, Bar-Jonah, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but by my Father who is in heaven. I also said to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not overpower it. Beloved, so we saw the contention that there are gates of hell, but beloved, when he built us, it is not only Peter, we are the living stone of God. When he's the builder, he said there is no gates of Hades that is able to prevail over our lives. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. The beloved, because everything that answers to the word, if we stay connected, we answer to us. It was not a mistake. And Jesus began to speak again in Matthew chapter number 18. Verse 18, he said, truly I said to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again, I said to you, if two of you shall agree about anything that you may ask, it shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. He did not thank God for the scriptures. He was not talking about the place of the temple in Jerusalem now. That is why the church moved from house to house. Apostle Paul and Peter, they were going to start churches in different homes where people were gathered together. In our days, this is a church, beloved, that you have a church in your home. Beloved, and you know that the same presence and the same power of God is present. Beloved, and God is saying, provided you and I understood and we remain cognizant with the power of his presence, the power of his word, the power of his promise, the power of his covenant, the power that makes good the word of the Lord, you will be rescued from doubt. You will be rescued from unbelief. You can stand tall and stand strong and know, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Therefore, you will pray that prayer again, and you are said to the Lord, Lord, ignite reason. But I'm talking about those who know that their prayer connects them to God, who has given his word of promise. Is so be and do ke kutoso. Is so be and do a atuazo. On de gege libruso oto. On de gege kusose. Is so be a atuazo. On de gege libruso oto. En de gege libruso oto. Is so be a atua asotuo. On de gege libruso oto. Is se kia kuato oso.
Shut up.
not be dampened. My prayer life shall not die. My prayer life, you shall not die. I wake up my prayer life now. I stir up my prayer life. Osapi atugazo, zepri nakuso siase. Sin will dampen your prayer life. Disobedience against the law of God, against the order, divine instruction of God, is a prayer life killer. You have said everything and anything. Program, we just had a sermon. We had a divine encounter. And you have said anything program to dampen my prayer life, to reduce my prayer life, to kill my fire. That is the place you get fire. James will tell us that Elijah was a man of like a man of a life passion, just like you. He prayed. He said there must not be rain. You don't walk in authority and beloved if you don't have the in your prayer life ignited. You are sent to the Lord this morning. Lord, anything and everything assigned to kill my prayer fire so that I can lose the fire of divine power. I kill it before my prayer fire is killed this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophia and Dogogolikus Ote. In Sophia Atua Atongolikus Ote. In Sophionde Elepnakus Ote. In Sophia Atuazo. Onde Gagalibus Ote. In Sophia Atuazo. Onde Gagalibus Ote. Isopi atugazote, isopro degegelibus ote, isopia atuazo, o degegelibus ote, isosa piotugazate, e degegelibus ote, isopia atuazo, o degegelibus ote, isopia atuazo, o degegelibus ote, isopia atuazo. Beloved, begin to say to the Lord, anything programmed, anything arranged by hell to kill my prayer life, to dampen my spirit, to stop me from praying, today I stop you before you stop me. By the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, I stop you before you stop me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia Nagakutoso, in Sopro Negekutoso. Esso prianda gagatuzote, esso prendene cusate, e degege libros ote, esso pia atuato, o degege libros ote, esso pia atuato, esso degege libros ote, esso pia atuato, o degege libros ote, esso pia atuato, o degege libros ote. Is a prodigalibus ote, is a pia asu aso, and degalibus ote, is a pia asu ate, ella pia otu gosusia, and degalibus ote, is a pia asu aso, on degalibus ote, is a pia asu aso, and degalibus ote. Is up in equator, and take a libris ote, is up here atuazo, on take a libris ote, is up here atuazo, on take a libris ote, is up here atuazo, on take a libris ote, is up here atuazo, on take a libris ote, is up here atuazo. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So we saw the lifestyle of our Lord Jesus Christ shows us the continuous flow of intercession and supplication unto the Father. And the word of the Lord will say that he prays all night. He prays all night. In Luke chapter number 6, when he prayed, he communed with the Father, Beloved, he will leave his disciples to go and pray before his Father. Beloved, in a place of prayer, he took a hold of divine revelation. When your spirit man becomes engaged in communing with God, God will begin to unravel to you divine secrets. Because he said, I give you the keys of heaven. He said, abide in me. Remain in me. Dwell in a place of communion. A place, beloved, can you stay in one spot? It's a lifestyle of dwelling in God. Beloved, whereby God becomes the center of our thought. The center, beloved, of everything that is going on in us, you are checking things with God. God is interested in the detail of our lives. He's completely involved to the nitty-gritty detail of our lives. Beloved, he said, remain in me, remain in me, remain in me, remain in me. Beyond the gekukusos to and the libros etwa. When Jesus spoke and he gave us the secret of abiding in John chapter number 15, in verse 1, he said, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And Jesus said, beloved, he said, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Just such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask what you wish and it will be done for you. You could not have the word and go and ask for something that is contrary to the word. What you will ask in his presence will be according to his word. He said, and whatsoever you ask, beloved, he said, it shall be done. So we have seen lack of answers to prayers because we don't know how to ask right. Beloved, because we have not allowed ourselves to remain in him. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. That helps you and I to see how Jesus was able to do all things. Jesus said in John chapter number 5, verse 19, he said, truly, truly, I said to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, this is the Son also does in like manner. The Son was engaged in the activities that he saw the Father doing on earth, beloved, but he saw heaven was open to him, so he was able to see what the Father is doing. And heaven opening answer to prayers. Heaven open answer to prayers. Heaven open answer to prayers. I said to somebody yesterday, I said, look, you shut your heaven yourself. It's not the amount of time. Don't tell me that, you know, are we going to church more? It's not about going to church more, but beloved, you can sleep in church. If you are not aligned with God, your heaven will be closed because God said, be holy as I am holy. If we don't line up with God, the heaven looks closed. It looks as if we are eating against the rock, and it was not meant to be so. Jesus said the secret of the doings that allowed the power to work in him and work to him continually, he knows how to dwell with the Father. Beloved, in choosing the disciples, the word of the Lord will say, it said in Luke chapter number 6, verse 12, one of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When the morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them. He knows every one of them because, beloved, he's a man of prayer. He said the house of God was meant to be a house of prayer for all nations. Beloved, if the house of God which is your life now, because it dwells in us. If we don't pray for ourselves, how, if you cannot even pray and commune to God directly, how could you pray for nations? So we see selfishness and self-centeredness. It's not that you say, I want to be selfish today, because there is a breaking line between man and God. And when we know that God's love will center around people, beloved, you cannot be a prayer person and be an hater. It is impossible. Because if you pray, you are connected to God of love. And beloved, what God is, it breathes upon us in the place of prayer. That is why people are killing us and we are still loving them. That is why people talk behind our back and you can still smile at them. That is why you can stand tall in the midst of trouble and you know who are your troublers. Beloved, because there is a love of God that ooze to us in a place of prayer. You are said to the Lord, ignite your prayer life in me. Let the spirit of prayer, the spirit of intercession, let the spirit of supplication, let the desire to commune with God, Lord, permeate my life. Beloved, it will make you to see differently. Your perception about life, your perception about things in the midst of trouble. Beloved, you can sleep. Lucy and Doc Kukutoso is standing at Kukutoso. Is up here at Suato. On the Gagali Bruce Ote. Is up here at Suato. On the Gagali Bruce Ote. God will begin to achieve great results through us. He said, our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every time you encounter God in the place of prayer, it's an encounter with power. Power some more. When my Father in the Lord told me, every time he will put his hand on my shoulder, he will say, more power, Lord. More power, Lord. Beloved, I just don't understand. I expect him to say something and say, you've done so well this time. Beloved, my baby will listen. It will smile. It will be happy. But we say, more power, Lord. I didn't know. He said, he was telling me more prayer so that the power can continue to flow. More prayer so that the power can continue to flow. He leads me to go and work it out. What will make the power to continue to flow? What is it that will give me divine utterance? What is it that will cause God to flow through me? Beloved, it is a remaining in God, because everything that speaks of power, they are answers of God. They were God in manifestation. How can God manifest if I don't connect the only ecosystem to us? Now listen to this prayer. You are going to say this morning, any natural law, natural phenomenon, natural processes, natural protocols that want to cut between me and my relationship with God in a place of prayer by the word of God, expire by fire. Let Kususi atuazo. On the Gagali Bruso Ote. In the Kakutuzosi Ato. In Dolobonengle Kakususia. Natural decree, natural verdict, natural phenomenon, natural strategy, natural orders that wants to stand between me and my prayer life with God. In the name of Jesus, I charge you. Expire by the power in the name of Jesus. Expire in the mighty name of Jesus. They were fearlessly bold. They were cannot be timid by people that are natural authorities, that are natural powers, that can lock them up. Beloved, they stood the ground on their faith in the word of the living God and in Christ that they have believed. Peter was a prayerful man. Beloved, they locked them up, but beloved, they released them. They cannot fault the wonders of God because it is a visible manifestation that cannot, beloved, be stopped. So they have to let them go. If you know how to commune with your God, boldness is not automatic. The Bible says, Daniel 11:32, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Who does not want to do exploits? Meaning having indescribable results, having achievement that cannot be faulted by man, having supernatural manifestation of God, beloved, in any situation in the natural, beloved, bringing heaven to earth, deriving the supernatural results, unexplainable, undecoded results, results that cannot be marginalized or insulted, because it cannot be man but God. And beloved, he said, it is not in God. Don't, if you don't commune with him, how can you know him? How can he tell you his secret? Beloved, and when they realize that the natural men that operate under natural law with their natural power, beloved, cannot keep them in prison, they release them. What do Peter ask to go and do? He gathered the people together again and they begin to pray. He said, why do the heathen rage? It was going back to Psalm number 2. He said, why do the people plot in vain? Why do they plot in vain? Already rubbish the plotting of darkness before they plotted it. He said, why do the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers stand together against the Lord and against his anointed. He said, indeed, Aaron and Pontius Pilate met together with the gentiles of the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your only son, Jesus Christ, whom you have anointed. What are they saying? They saw themselves in the world in whom we have. They have engrafted themselves as the branches to the vine. So if you trouble me, you trouble your life because you are just, you can't trouble Jesus. Extremely, completely tired on Sunday. And I came home, I don't know what time, I got up late in the night. And I begin to talk to the Lord. I know that the prayer line does not, we don't have prayer line till today. But I was completely tempted, 4 a.m. I wanted to come and do prayer line. Because I sit here. I sat there, was communing with God. And heaven opened. I was wondering, what did we have in church today? What is this experience that we had in church today? Who are these people that came? God showed me what was actually going on in the entire service. And beloved, and I saw that Jesus was actually present by himself in that place. And I look at those people that came into the church. And God begins to engage me. And I know that certain things we did, as the Lord said to me, when we finish with those who are new among us, beloved, God said to me, he said, pray now. I don't know whether for one or the other ones who were praying. And beloved, everything that God did in those prayers completely dumbfounded me. When God begins to show it to me, he said, I will change natural laws in order for my name to be glorified. Any natural law that is contrary to the people, he said, there will be changed. to about 5,000. They cannot keep them in prison. They have to release them and let them go. They said, bring them out, and they said, don't you go. I'm preaching this name anymore. And beloved, but they were unable to stop them. The more order they tried, the apostles, the more power is released because they press into a place of prayer. But what you have to understand is that the enemy wants to press us out and throw a lot of stones, a lot of trouble, a lot of challenges, so that he knows if you can stop praying, you are just, beloved, becoming a real victim in the hand of the enemy. That is why you have said, any pressure mounted by hell to stop me from praying, any opposition of darkness assigned to stop me in a place of prayer, the Lord stop you today, 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 the Lord stop you today. It's stoppy atua atua and the libris out and the out. Don't you get it? Peter said in verse number 25, now Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your only Son, only servant Jesus Christ. After they had prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. A prayerful person is a powerful person. Beloved, power only answers to prayer. It's not picked up on the supermarket. It's not picked up by the number of times you appear in church. If you can't pray and you are wishy-washy, nothing happens. We just see your details on the record that you were also present. But beloved, being present and powerless, it is a waste. It is an indication that you have not pressed into God. You have said to God, I don't just want to be present. Lord, I want to press into you. I want to key into the anointing for divine enablement that will increase my prayer life, ignite my prayer fire, so that I can walk in your power and see your glory in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is and beloved, Solomon has the right to commission the priest only to pray, but he knelt before the people himself and he began to pray. Whatever is suggesting that you are too much for prayer, you are silencing those voices now. When churches give their intercession and say that only the intercessor should pray, pastor, stop praying. It was prayer that got you to become a pastor in the first place. It was prayer that makes you to discover your destiny. It was in the place of communing with God that you begin to see the power of God manifested. So if you add the power out, beloved, to some few people, what you have said is that I don't need more of that power. Jesus was doing this continually. The disciples were doing it. And the power was increasing in them. You have said to the Father, Lord, let your divine fire and your divine power that answers to prayer increase in me as you increase my prayer life, as you increase my prayer life, as you increase my prayer life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophia and Doga Libris Ote, in Stone Kutoso. On the gege libros ote, is appear atuazo. 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 On the gege libros ote, and the gecucusoto. Also, the atuazo. On the gaga libros ode, is on the gaga libros ode, is appear atuas, and the gaga libros ode, is appear atuas, on the gaga libros ode, is appear atua, atua, on the gaga cutoso, is to la brosos the atua, and the gaga to susote, endige kusote, isopia atuato, onde kege libris oto, usto nolobo fiate. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the Lord opened my eyes yesterday. Beloved, and I saw a personality and I said to God, what is all of this now? I saw the individual in the middle of the street, on the road, on the highway, kneeling down. I said, Pastor, what is share? Forgive me, I have sinned against you. Kneeling and walking the street. I don't even know that you've sinned against me. I was not aware of what you have done. When your prayer will cause God to move as he moved in the life of Abraham, he told Abimelech, he said, hey, she's a man's wife. She is a man's wife. If you don't leave what belongs to another, you will be dead. He said that she's a man's wife. She is, Sarah is a man's wife. You can't keep in your bosom, in your house, what belongs to my servant. It's not possible. She's a man's wife. Let her go. You cannot keep what belongs to me in your custody. God said that Abraham is the servant of the Lord. So he can contend with any Abimelech of life that thought that they were powerful men and assume that they can arrest what belongs to the poor. Those who does not have the power of their own, they cannot own what belongs to you, ransom. If, beloved, this is for you this morning, and you are saying, let every Abimelech that have my portion in their custody. The portion of Abraham is Sarah. Abraham, Sarah is the womb that will carry what God has promised. So you and I will see that God did not joke with that. He does not want Sarah to be polluted. You can't pollute and ridicule what God has promised his people. God said, she is a man's wife. She is a man's wife. She is a man's wife. Genesis chapter number 20, verse 3. God came to Abraham, to Abimelech in a dream at night and said to him, indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken. For she is a man's wife. That was the first time such a thing is going to happen. He has the right, he's a king. He has the right to take Sarah. But God said, this one, you cannot be polluted. Why? Genesis 18 had already taken place. He said, in the time of life, I will come back and Sarah thy wife shall have a child. You can't destroy a carrier of the promise and the same Sarah now become one that found herself in the house of Abimelech. Do you want to rubbish covenant? Do you want to make the word of God to be of none effect? God said to him, even though Abraham was afraid of his own life, and he said to you, she's my sister. It's terrified him in the midnight hour. And he said, that girl, she's a man's wife. But But he has not been able to touch her. And he said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, she's my sister, and she herself said, it's my brother, in the integrity of my heart and innocence of my heart. I have done this, and God said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. Become all of Pogba. He said, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. It was not you. God put a restraint on him. He said, don't touch that woman. She is a man's wife. She carry a promise. And beloved, you carry a promise to flourish and to be fruitful this year. You carry a promise that your destiny must blossom. Your rod must burn this year. Therefore, any devil that wants to touch you for evil, any devil that wants to pollute you, that wants to defile you, that wants to suppress you, that wants to torment you, that wants to harass you, they have no hold over your life. They are designed to expire. Therefore, they must expire. God said, I put a restraint over you, Abimelech. I am the one that did not allow you to touch Sarah. That's not just the integrity of your heart. I stop you. And the Lord said to him, restore the man's wife, for he's a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. And if you do not restore, I know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. God gave me that scripture in the morning of yesterday. I said, why is this woman on the street? On the main road, she's liable to being killed on the motorway. He said, Pastor Ellen, I have sinned against you, forgive me. I was crying. I was trying to show me what she had done. But you, even when Pastor Ellen was ignorant, I don't know what they've done. They've done a lot of wicked things. I have seen situations where I was tormented by an individual person. I'll be preaching, the person will be at the back of the church, will be doing faces at me. That is when they will be beating and behaving funny, trying to victimize me and intimidate me. And God sustained me for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, I said to the Lord, release me and let me leave this place. I fasted for 21 days. Heaven did not open. I didn't hear a thing. Because the God that sustained me knew that it was not yet time for me to move on. And only suddenly, I fasted 1st of December that year to 21st of December that year. On Christmas Day of that year, was when I got a call. And the individual called me to a meeting that spoke to me from evening till about 3 a.m. in the morning, telling me evil that they've done to me for 7 good years. And beloved, when you met with God, I said, I don't even know you were doing this, but I've forgiven you a long time ago. And the person ended up in hospital. Everybody was doing boxing there at home, ended up in hospital. And beloved wrote me a letter, which I kept to today, sent me a present. He said, I am not sick of anything but the guilt of the evil that I've done to you. And beloved said, if you have really forgiven me, take this. What are they fighting? They were fighting destiny. Why? He said, I don't know how you do what you do. And you tormented me. I was sleeping on a bed that has no mattress. The mattress is as thin as having nothing. The bed that created marks on my back. Beloved, that even today, it reminds me when I look at the pain on my back, it reminds me of where God has brought me from. 7 years. But God sustained me. And then you are saying that you stop praying when the reason why the enemy was going crazy is to stop you from praying. You are saying this morning, anything program that Sarah.
He could not pollute him. So you are tormented with spirit spouse. The man you hated, the woman you hated, that come unto you and just manipulate you and mess you up. God put a restraint. If you have the promise, God will put a restraint. They cannot come near you anymore. The bloodline is that restraint that will cause them all over your life today to be destroyed because they are the enemy of your destiny. You are saved by the covenant and the blood of Jesus. I put the bloodline between me and any Abimelech assigned to pollute me, assigned to defile me, assigned to kill the promise from its fulfillment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's a beyond the Kutabas. Beloved, he was an illegal husband. He hijacked him and he said, I have the right to do so. He said, but I was not. He probably has been going around the block and doing the same thing for other people. But he came to Sarah, he could not access her. He said, it was in the integrity of my heart. God said, no, I am the one that put a restraint. You have seen, let the blood of Jesus become a restraint that keep the devil off my back, that keep every spirit spouse, every polluter, every defiler, whether it looks like your husband or she looks like your wife. Your husband and your wife, they are physical men. They don't have to come in your sleep and be touching you, manipulating you, messing you up. And you see, when the mess happens, everything breaks down because there has been pollution. And beloved, increase the struggle and postpone the manifestation of destiny. You are saying, Lord, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, let a bloodline be drawn between me and every polluter of darkness. And the satanic agent assigned to pollute me in order to prevent my destiny from having expression. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia Atugazote, Isopia Andogege Librus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegege Librus Ode, Isopia Atuazo, Ondegege Librus Ode. And I must warn you, warn anyone that comes into this commission. Beloved, if you are still doing anky panky with God, it becomes too dangerous. It becomes too dangerous. Beloved, you can't be in the camp of the devil and be praying against the devil. It backfires. Because he will think that you are playing smart when he knows that you are in his camp. And Elinolua Folakemi Achimati, I will not pray panic prayer for nobody. You can't keep a Sarah, another man's wife, and you can't keep another man's husband in your own custody. Who do we think God is? There's no amount of tithe that can buy in holiness. There's no amount of offering that can buy holiness. He said, be dedicated unto me. Beloved, so it's not those activities that make us holy. It is a total surrender and yieldedness unto God. So it is important that nobody is a casualty of the prayers that are prayed here by not putting their house in order. And beloved, It is important that we line up with what we profess. That is why you are sent to the Lord. And the setup of the enemy that wants to make me a casualty of the judgment of God, I command it to break, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Break in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Break in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Keep me loving. She carried a promise, don't you get it? He has to pass through the house of Abimelech, and Abimelech cannot touch. Beloved, a wonder as the custodian that carry a promise. When you carry destiny, that what he carried was not an ordinary child. If God was looking for an ordinary child, he would have been satisfied with Ishmael. He's looking for a one that will be a carrier of generational promise. And he gave his word. And then Abimelech would say, I want to keep her as my own wife. It is impossible. He said, restore. Restore the man's wife. If you don't want to be destroyed, restore the man's wife. Somebody who knows their God this morning, you are going to speak those. Your portion in the end of the wicked must be restored to you. Otherwise, they will meet with the sentence of death. You have said my portion in the end of the wicked. My destiny, manipulated by any wicked person, this morning be restored to me by fire, by force. Be restored to me, be restored to me. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ye quasi atua. You have said every spiritual Abimelech that kept instrument of my promise in their care, that kept the instrument designed by God for the delivery of my destiny in their care. What are you waiting for? The Lord of hosts terrorize you today. Release my portion. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Release my portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Release my portion. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about elemental laws. God created them. God changed them. God moved on what he made. He said, as long as the heaven and the earth remain, he said, seed, time, and harvest will never cease. With his own mouth, he spoke it forth by covenant. He said, seed, time, and harvest will never cease. It was the God of heaven and earth that says it. As long as the heaven and the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. And you see, beloved, Elijah said, change the law of the elements. He prayed, he said, let there not be rain. He stopped the rain for 3.5 years so that the wicked will know that there is God that ruling their fears of men. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and eat summer and winter, day and night will never cease. It is a covenant word. But when the righteous call on the basis of God's word, he said, these people, they ought to be turned back unto their God. He said, there shall not be rain unto you except by my word. There shall not be rain. There shall not be rain unto you except by my word. That is what we saw in the book of 1 Kings. But beloved, he said, there shall not be rain unto you except by my word. There shall not be rain, neither shall there be dew except by my word. He went to declare the word after he has concluded the matter in a place of prayer. There shall not be rain, neither will there be any dew unless I say so. And beloved, he said, there shall not be unless I say so. As the Lord God of heavens, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain this year except by my word. If you don't stand before God, you can't stand before man. He stood before God in a place of prayer. He shut the heavens. What he closed is that he stopped harvesting. What he did is that there is no longer the seed. When they go down, they will die in the ground. There was no rain. He called for famine. God responded to him. Your prayers does more than you imagine. If you will know why you are doing what you are doing. He said he was a human as we are, yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain will fall, not fell for 3.5 years, not a canting rosary, and you think you are praying prayer, and then you are wondering why nothing has happened, or wishing washing. Beloved, the Bible says he prayed earnestly. The spirit of prayer came upon him. And when you look at chapter number 18, beloved, in 1 Kings chapter number 18, you saw the secret of the prayer of the prayer of Elijah. The secret was exposed when he was going to pray for rain to fall. He showed us why he was praying. We have seen in the book of 2 Chronicles that when Solomon was dedicating the temple, he said, whenever prayer is prayer in this place, he said, and the people have sinned and there is famine in the land, he said, forgive them in our land and let there be plenty. And beloved, he said to us, when Elijah was going to pray for the rain to fall, he rebuilt the altar that he had deserted. And beloved, and he gathered the people together. He commanded them to water that the altar with water. Beloved, and he begins to pray. He said to the Lord, God, he said, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Where did he get the command from? In the place of prayer. He prayed. prayed earnestly. Heaven opened, and God gave a command. He said, answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their heart back again unto yourself. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burnt up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Excuse me, beloved, with all the technology, have you ever seen stone burnt? Stone can be blasted. Thunder will blast stones. But God's fire can burn anything and burn anything off. Beloved, he prayed. And the natural elemental forces were shifted because of the prayer of one man. I wanted to say, Lord, deliver me from manual prayer. Let the spirit of prayer, let the fire of prayer enter into my life, Lord, by the word of the living God, deliver me from religious prayer, connectivity with the natural. Religion will connect you always to the natural. It was looking at the interest of God. It was looking for the interest of God, for the heart of the people to be converted to God. And beloved, fire upon and burn up everything, including stones, dry up the water, burn up the wood. It has never happened before. I wanted to say to the Lord, ni onike kususi asuate, the secret of endless prayer, Lord, reveal it to me. Lusa atwa, take a hold of me. We pray a lot of religious prayer. There are prayers that upset my stomach. That I have had people pray in the church, and in this church, it's not going to happen. I remember telling my mother, I said, Mommy, where did you see this prayer you are praying? Is it in the Bible? There were thoughts like that. She probably has heard other people praying it. A scriptural prayer. Prayer that has, beloved, no connectivity in the word of the living God. He said, my eyes is on you. So when you are praying, beloved, the prayer that was, it will, God will speak, you will hear it. Jesus said, what I hear my Father say to me, he said, as I hear my Father judge, I judge. Beloved, his judgment was right, it was accurate. We need to learn how to listen to God in the place of prayer. And in the study of the word of God, so that the word is no longer letters to us, it becomes life. And when you pray according to the will of God, what does that mean? It is the will that is divinely inspired in you. And when you declare, you can't leave that place and still be afraid. It is impossible. Irony. What medicine will take you 30 years to accomplish in a place of prayer, you will hear God give you his own timeline, and beloved, it becomes a raw material for you to work with. So you will see that for Sarah, the word had gone forth. And therefore, Abimelech cannot pollute him, pollute her. God, even when her own husband cannot defend her. Beloved, we have come into situations where man cannot stand by us or defend us, but God of heaven will rise up for you. Why don't you say, I am tired of religious prayer? Lord, show me how to pray. At least the disciples said, teach me how to pray. When I was coming up and I saw, teach us how to pray. Father, we are the devil. I don't understand it. They raised me to read it. It became a religious ritual. But there was no life in it until the Holy Spirit begins to ignite the depth of the Word of God. You can't connect scriptures to scriptures yourself. The Spirit of the Lord, when He leads you into it, it will ignite in me divine revelation, divine understanding of prayer. Praying God's way, praying God's way, praying God's way, praying God's way, praying God's way. Isopi atuazo, zopri andege kekutuzo ziato, on degege libruso oto, isopia atuazo, on dogo libruso ote. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, there are personalities that God has already judged and they are looking for a place to happen. And what they are doing is that they are playing into the hands of God's children. They are troubling them and attacking them. But they already carry a sentence of judgment upon their own head. 1 Samuel chapter number 15. God had already departed by his spirit from Samuel. And the spirit, 1 Samuel chapter number 16, verse number 14. The spirit of the Lord had departed from Samuel. And the spirit of the devil was upon him. A tormenting spirit was upon him. And he has to deal with depression, completely confused. And he needed a David to help him because there was an evil spirit upon him. He carried judgment because God was angry with him in 1 Samuel chapter number 15. And beloved, he make himself to become an instrument of cruelty to want to take a David down. But you will see that David will keep on running away from him. David had an opportunity to kill him. He cut the hem of his garment and the enemy that was waylaying you, the stubborn enemy, stubborn pursuer, don't you get it? That they already acquired judgment. So don't fight natural fights with them so that they don't carry your name and say you are the one that fight them last before they have their judgment. The Holy Spirit is going to give us restraint so that we don't go into physical battle, because God is going to judge men. He said, I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. He contended with Herod, he smote him. The stubborn pursuers that I'm talking about, they are the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood. Your responsibility and my responsibility is to stay with God in a place of communion, as you saw that Peter in Acts chapter number 4, they stood with God. Yes, they spoke to the people. They said, you can't stop us. But they said that you can't say that the enemy can't stop you and then you stop praying. They will stop you by fast. Actually, the enemy will try to stop you, stop your prayer, because that was the instrument. They were going to stop Daniel. So what they were against is to stop his prayer life. But Daniel refused to be stopped. He was unashamed or unafraid of the lion's den. The Bible says he opened his window as aforetime. The threat with the lion's den was not enough to make him afraid. Daniel went back to do what he used to do because he knows if they can stop the prayer, they stop everything that Daniel had become was as a result of communion with God. They were given to him by divine secret. And therefore, he stood his ground. He refused to be stopped. When the enemy collided In Daniel chapter number 6, the word of the Lord said, and the commissioner and the satrap agreed upon the king and said to the king, Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefect and the satrap, the counselors and the governors have consulted and agreed together that the king should establish a royal statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who petitions that is praise to any god or man beside you, O king, during the next 30 days shall be thrown into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction that was a demonic decree and sign the document so that it may not be changed in accordance with the law of the Medes and the Persians, which ensures that it may not be altered or revoked. So King Darius signed the document that is the injunction. Now then Daniel knew that the document was signed. He went into his house. Now in his roof chamber, his windows were open towards Jerusalem. He continued to get down on his knees 3 times a day praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously. And found Daniel, they found him praying. They went to go and look whether he will still do it. Why? They were fighting destiny. Destiny warfare. The only way the enemy does it most is to stop us from praying. Why do these people come together? Because they saw that Daniel has distinguished himself among other wise men in the town. Even not the magician, nobody could stand against him. Beloved, they can compete and stand. Even the king Nebuchadnezzar has acknowledged his God. They knew that this man was standing out. And in order for him to go, then they have to stop his prayer line. In order for Israel not to bow, they have to stop him. Verse number 3, the word of the Lord said, then this Daniel, because of the extraordinary spirit within him, began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and the satraps, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire realm. Then the other two commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a reason to bring a complaint against Daniel concerning the administration of the kingdom, but they could find no reason for an accusation or evidence of corruption because he was faithful, a man of high moral character and personal integrity, and no negligence or corruption of any kind was found in him. Then this man said, we will not find any basis for an accusation against this Daniel unless we find something against him in connection with the law of his God. The enemy that wants to dethrone, to derail, that wants to go down, that wants you to stop from progressing, advancing in the pathway of your destiny, is the enemy that wants you to disrespect God and treat your prayer life, which was your only source in communing with God on the merit of his word, and acquiring an open heaven and taking a hold of what God has taken a hold of you. It is a wicked enemy. But the Bible says that Daniel was unstoppable. For this commission and for the prevailers, we are unstoppable. Because the hand of God that holds the world will hold our hand, and therefore everything and anything assigned by hell to stop us, it is stopped in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. De kutosi ke kutolo borusa atwa. Lenge ke kutoso siatuazo on denge kusoto osuata dengle kukutoso isopia. Not even the lion's den was able to stop it. Not even the threat of men was able to stop it. Not even any kind of darkness was able to stop it. Why? prayer life, Lord, must not be stopped. It should be at what? On the Gegelibus oath. Even the lion against the natural beloved animal law, animal behavior law. Beloved God shifted that law to preserve the life of Daniel, a man that prayed. God will preserve your life. It will break every medical virus. It will destroy negative cancer so that you and I can embrace what God has called us to do. It's everything that wants to come upon you to stop your prayer life. They are stopped on your account. They are stopped for you this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia Atua Atuas, Zeprendege Kusos, Endegege Kutososia, Zoprondege Kukutos. You are saying everything, anywhere, at any time, in any which way, that has ganged up any personality, that has ganged up to see me, Lord, lose the pharmacy of the Spirit. To see me, God, down in my spiritual walk with you, to shut down my prayer altar. What are you waiting for? Your gathering is not of God. The Lord of all scatter you. The Lord of all scatter you. The Lord of all scatter you. The Lord of all scatter and frustrate you now. The Lord of all scatter and frustrate you now. In love, Akutuzos. It's a prune that gets it's done that gets libris old. It's a pia atua atua. On the gets libris old. Beloved, the kingdom lost on earth. Beloved was shifted. God made the king to lose his sleep. He lose appetite for food. The Bible says he spent night fasting and no music or entertainment was brought before him. He remained unable to sleep. All was downbound, Lodge. You have said, any man hired to stop my prayer life, and the instrument of darkness sent against my life or my destiny to cause my destiny to suffer in the hand of the wicked. You have said this morning, you have said, let your weapon fail you. Let the heavens of God rise against you. Be agitated, be traumatized, be troubled, until you bring me out of this place in the hand of the swallows. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sopi Atuazo, on Dege Kekutozo, in Sopron Dege Kekutozo, in Sopia Atuazo, on Dege Kelibus Ode, in Sopia Atuazo, on Dege Kelibus Ode. Is Sophia Atuazo, on the Gekutozo, is Sophia Atuazo, on the Gekelibus Ode, et la Bacustosa. What you see is that they were against the advancement and the promotion of Daniel. They saw that God has qualified him, and they were unqualified because they don't know the God of Israel, they don't know the God of Daniel. They want to stop his star from shining. They want to stand in his rod away, stand against it to stop his rod from blossoming. They don't know that when you stand against the man that has the promise, you are standing against God. That is why you are saying, oh Lord of hosts, arise by your power. Stand against every authority of man. Every known and unknown, visible and invisible enemy rising against my advancement, rising against the divine agenda for me, rising against the divine plan of the Most High God for my life and for this commission. Lord, rage against them. Stop them. Stop them. I've made it impossible for them to stop me. Stop that. That is why he said the gates of hell, they existed. But they are not designed to prevail against you. That is why you are saying, Lord, arise and stop them. Every human being, entities, and powers like a gate of hell are assigned to stop. name of the Lord Jesus. I was making a decision in one of the areas of outreaches that we did, that we were doing, engaging, you know, leafleting across the whole of Kent. Very expensive, beloved project. And I was saying to the Lord, this is costing money. I have not seen the impact. Must I stop it? I think I mentioned it in church on the Sunday before, and I said, I'm going to look into this again. Because in winter, there's just a limit to where I can go. I can only go to the supermarket and maybe a few places around me, but the supermarket was the focus. So I have to engage other helpers to be able to do it, which I pay for. And beloved, I look at in Maidstone alone, we have 39,000 homes. And beloved, for every 1,000, it's costing us £55 for plus VAT. And that is a lot of money, not to talk about the printing of the materials. And to cover the whole of Kent, we are looking at a lot of money. But I know that God put that instruction in my heart, but I have not seen the fruit. And beloved, and I was preparing to go to church, and I was asking the Lord some questions. I said, today I'm going to make this decision. Let me know. And very quickly, he showed me a revelation. I knew what I saw. And beloved, and then we were in church on Sunday, because you are going to pray for two people for me this morning. We were in church on Sunday because I didn't hear God to say, go ahead and stop it, or go ahead and continue to do it. I didn't hear, but I saw what he showed me. Beloved, and we saw these two people walk into our church. We know that Kent, the problem in Kent, beloved, is because there is a dark cloud called, that is a witchcraft cloud over this entire, in this place. The stronghold of witches, beloved, they are covered in Rochester, and this is in Kent. And you and I saw that over time, because I saw that that is something that we have to break. And beloved, I said to the Lord, I said to the Most High God, you called me from London. I hear him. He said, go to Kent. I sold my house to come into this place to come and start this work. And so I know God sent me, and it was not debatable. There is nothing anybody can say to cajole me and say, leave the place where God put you. But I want to know that I am doing, I'm still consistently doing what I was meant to do. And then I said to the people, it's family day. Our service is not going to be the same way today. And these two people came in. I saw that it was one tall and one short in the revelation that God gave me. As soon as they came in, I know who they represent. They represent the power that operates in the place. What do they say? Ah, they say, she's very nice. Ah, what? What do they say? What a shame. They represent the power that rules the environment. Church cannot be done as a usual church. And beloved, immediately I knew that everything changed from that moment. I didn't hear what they said. They told me later. But I said to them, I focused on the tall one because that is what I know the Lord showed me. And I said to him, I said, we are going to minister to you today. And the Lord gave me a song. My Jesus, my Savior, nobody else like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty works. You know, as we were singing that song, and I said, give them microphone. She said, wait, Ajeniyini, give them microphone and let them sing. They were white men. And they gave them the microphone. And beloved, the short one, his voice was loudest. I know he was not going to say yes to Jesus. And I focused on the tall man, and I said, I focused on Christopher. The second one was David Parker. And I began to minister to that family. to them, I said, I want to pray for you and your family today. And beloved, and I said, do you want to give your life to Jesus? Because that was what I was sharing with him. And the one said, the tall man said yes. A witch said yes to Jesus. And the other one, David Parker, said no. I said, do you want to go to hell? He said, I don't want to go to hell. But I might go to hell. And I said, why would you want to go to where you don't like to go? He said, I don't need anything from God. I said, very soon you will need something from God. And beloved, to the glory of God, one of those personalities gave his life to Jesus Christ. Christopher was born again. I know they sent them. Beloved, when I was, when the people were saying, because it's an hotel, you think maybe they came into the wrong place. They pulled the very invite. God has spoken to me over time, as the workers we know, he said they were using my picture. They were chanting against my name. And God said they will not prevail. So they came in person into our service. And one of them left, got saved. He said, you are here every Sunday. He said, I will be back. The other fellow said, he wouldn't, and they told me the location where they came from, and I'm going to that location and releasing fire into that village. Because man must know that there is a God that rules and raises their fears of man. The tall man, Christopher, left completely surprised by what he meant. Because God was God. And I just want you to know that God broke the backbone of witchcraft in this place. Beloved, where God planted us, I was concerned. This ministry, I know what God told me, but I don't think I was not expecting that it's going to be like this. I want to say, I said from the beginning, beloved, I know God called me to my deliverance ministry as part of my assignment, but I didn't know that it's going to be a major work like this. But beloved, if we are all prepared, how can we break through? So I need you this morning, as you join with me, as you said to the Lord, the backbone of witchcraft broken. There are the powers that swallow up churches in this place. They don't care about you if you don't carry. You can gather millions of people. If you are not eating them, if you are not hurting them, if you are not, you are not having any effect on them, they don't have to come near you. They walk into the church. If one I saw, beloved, the Lord showed me a very big fish, and I saw that I caught that fish, and I realized, beloved, it was a big one. These people, they were not ordinary levels witches. They were big, big personalities in their entire coven. But Jesus showed me yesterday, said, I was present with you in that place, and showed me the details of what transpires beyond that which I physically saw. I led that man to the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that said he does not want to go, he wants to go to hell, he don't mind going to hell. His own voice was louder when I was leading them to declare and give their life to Jesus Christ. I didn't say he should pray. I said the man who said yes to Jesus should pray, and I said the church should pray. His own voice was praying louder even than the voice of the one that said yes to Jesus Christ. I look at the eyes of that man. I saw tears in his eyes. I want you to join with me. Over gates where God has planted us, where he moved us forward, or while we are still in Sudan Park Marriott Hotel, and you are saying, Lord, by the power of God that created the heavens and the earth, that defeated darkness and allowed the light of vision. It can, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. It's so beyond the love of art. Beloved, you cannot do a liturgy-oriented service. I knew immediately that service has changed. Because the enemy sent a messenger. Just deliverance of one of those folk, it is a big blow on the kingdom of darkness. Rescue for one of those witches is enough for God to do the unimaginable and the unexpected. Christopher, look, they were bearing Christian names. They've been to churches, but yet they are in the coven now. They are beginning in Christ, but they went to the coven of darkness and operated from that coven. And beloved, and they came. I remember the revelation that Pastor Tom was sharing with me on the Saturday night. I said to Pastor, I said, this just confirmed the things that God has spoken to me already. And beloved, we are going to use those two individuals. Christopher has said yes to Jesus. We are commanding, beloved, the power of witchcraft that they have subscribed themselves to before they came to represent that entity in the church, to attack the church. That power is broken. Beloved, I said, come forward, sit here in front of me where I can see you. I remember putting my hand on that man's shoulder. And I saw the fire of God penetrating on the inside of him, and I said, do you want to give your life to Jesus? He said, yes. I said, I want to come to your home. He said, that would be good. He said, his wife is bedbound. Witchcraft cannot do anything to his wife condition. They have three children who have gone everywhere and anywhere and operating in the same manner. I wanted to say to the Lord, the word of the Lord is said, if any sinner come before him and repent, he will forgive them of their sin and give them, beloved, the opportunity to become a child of, is a child of God now. I want us to say, let the heavens of God that has recorded his name in the book of the saints hold up for him against any reinforcement of witchcraft in his life, in the name of Jesus. Christopher was the name. Lisopia, Atua, Azotua, Endegekutos, Osiatuas, Zeprinda Kukutos, Isopia, Atuas, Ondegekekentusia, Endegekekentusos, Isopia, Atuas, Ondegekekelibrus, Ode, Isopia, Atuas, Endegekelibrus, Ode, Isopia atu azu on degege libus ode ikakwa atu ade. All that man could say is that I've enjoyed service. I want to come back. Are you here every Sunday? Beloved, he said, I want to come back. But it was the one that was bigger than the short man. So when the short man realized, he said yes to Jesus, he also began to pray the sinner's prayer so loud. I want you to rise up in your spirit, and we are going to say, Father, any damage assigned by hell to every witchcraft operation in Kent, because I look at big churches, cathedral churches in Kent, many of them are being sold. Many of them still exist, but there was nobody in them. Maybe you have five people in a big cathedral in some of the churches, or just a handful of people. Because this entity, this demonic thing, is what has been used to swallow up churches in this country, in this case. And that is why we are rising up in the Spirit of the Lord with an holy vengeance. And we are saying any power anywhere operating through dark powers of witchcraft, overcame that swallow of churches. Prevailers Church Network is not your candidate. Receive the earthquake of God. Be destroyed and burned to ashes. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, be destroyed and burned to ashes. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, and we are going to sow those people. Even as their team make any attempt to re-engage them, we are sowing them as an instrument of thunder to bring rage against the coven in Rochester, against the coven in various places in Kent, the covens of witchcraft. We are decreeing, Lord, as these two are stepped into the holy place, and Christopher has said yes to Jesus, I decree and declare, I use him as the arrow of God that will fire down every coven of darkness where he belongs. Let every instrument of witchcraft in his custody be burned to ashes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let every instrument of witchcraft in his custody be burned to ashes. Let every instrument of witchcraft in his custody be burned to ashes. I command them to lose their efficacy, to lose their power, to lose their power, lose their efficacy now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And therefore, we are going to declare lastly, the word of the Lord said, we are his battle axe and his weapons of war. Isaiah chapter number 15, 51. God said, you and I are instruments of his hand. Beloved, the instrument of God that God will use to destroy everything that is not God in and around this place. And whenever darkness is destroyed, there is an outburst of revival. That is why you saw in Acts of Apostles chapter number 4, the people prayed, they said, look at the rage of darkness. Lord, stop them. The conspiracy is against us. It's against your Holy One, Jesus Christ, your servant, whom you have anointed. And they ask the Lord, consider their threat. Enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness, and stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders to the name of Jesus Christ. We are sent to the Lord, Lord, stretch forth your hand over Pastor Elden, over the Prevalence Church Network, over every one of our platform of oppression, Lord, that you begin to do mighty works that cannot be blamed on any man, that the fire of your spirit, Lord, will be ignited to destroy every fire kindled by darkness in the mighty name of Jesus, that the miracle of healing, deliverance, and salvation of souls will begin to take place in a more incremental portion that cannot be blamed on our intelligence or by our know-how. We make room for God to move in our midst and to do continually on an unimaginable, even beyond what we expect in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of prayer, let the spirit of intercession descend in the congregation of God's people from now and forever. instrument of fire. Li ondinga kukuzote isopia atu azosie. Endegege librusote isopia atu azu. Ondegege librusote engakakuaza. Shine forth the light of your truth in this commission, through this commission, even to the entire world, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi atuate. Revive came to us, O God. Revive came to us. Let the message of the Lord Jesus Christ be heard in the entire Kent, in the name of Jesus. What I said, I wanted to stop. You know what they did? When the people were asking them whether they came to the right place, they just pulled from their inner pocket. They pulled out the flyer, the card that we give for outreach. So even that card can reach those who are operating under the influence of darkness, and they can still not shut us down. So I come to an understanding that God will back up every instruction that He has given. When you have a divine instruction, it doesn't matter who agrees with you or who doesn't. Your business is to remain focused and always ensuring that you know what God has decided to do. The word of the Lord engaged that instrument. Beloved, He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So we have seen Jerusalem a place of prayer. We have seen Zion decree the law of the Lord, which is the authority of the word of God, that goes forth in a place of prayer and begins to work the work that brings men even into the presence of the Lord. We saw on Saturday that he that winneth soul is wise. Beloved, more than the miracle of bread and butter, salvation of souls, it is much more critical. The disciples came back and they said, we saw the devil and we saw demons bind down to us. They rejoice not because of this. Only rejoice that your name has been written in the book of life. Beloved, salvation of souls, it's important. That is what Jesus came to do. Beloved, the miracles and all, they were good also. But miracles without salvation does not guarantee anybody spending eternity with God. And we are said to the Lord, beloved, our instrument of evangelism, Lord, let the fire of God descend upon it. Wherever it goes, any home that it is in right now, we are saying, Lord, it become in the hand of those house, in the homes where it isn't, like the Sarah that cannot be defiled or polluted, that cannot be attacked. But the Sarah, beloved, that belongs to God, it becomes an instrument in the hand of the Lord to bring salvation to those homes, that they begin to leave their home to come and seek where the prevailers are, even at Tudor Park Marriott Hotel, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia and Dogelibrus Ote. Isopia Atua Asosia. Zeprenekuzoto. Uston Degelibrus Ote. Isopia Atuazo. Usopia Atuazo. On Degelibrus Ote. Iston Dogelibrus Ote. Why don't you say to the Lord, you might not have the prevailers? Beloved, invite that we give out to people. If you want it, it's on the website. You can forward it to your friends. Beloved, we are not taking people from other churches, but those that God has called to be part of us, God will bring them. And beloved, you will be the instrument in the hand of the Lord to draw them. Beloved, because then many will go and say unto another, come, let us go to the house of the Lord
that might teach us his way so that we can walk in his truth. Nothing just happened. Even though that method was expensive, if it has not been engaged, beloved, the devil will not know that we are here. So prayer will lead us to action, and the action that we took by divine direction always bring the glory of God even into our situation and our circumstances. That is why you want to ask for yourself, Lord, use me as an instrument in your hand to advance the kingdom of God. If God has been blessing you in this place, you are not to keep it to yourself. You have to tell somebody about Christ, who is the center of everything that takes place here. You are saying to the Lord, do not let me fail you. When you count on me, do not let me fail you. Even among your own family, tell them about Jesus. And tell them, come to the house of the Lord, that they might be taught the word of the Lord. Lekutusopia atua soso pronene kuzate elapio otugazate esoprone kuzote in the love of the ate in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare over your life today, as you go to your places of work and to your various platforms of operation, I decree that the Lord will lift up his countenance over your life. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Your borders will be surrounded with peace. The Lord shall increase your greatness. Your children shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be their peace. The spirit of wisdom and revelation that answers to prayer and answers to the word of God will find expression in our lives, even for our rod to border, for our flower to blossom, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree a release of the activation of the spirit of prayer and the fire of the Holy Spirit to ignite and activate a revival and a reviving of our prayer life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree concerning you today, anyone that rises up against us, they shall fall for our sake. Before our faces, they shall fall. I speak to every verdict that is made by man that is contrary to you. I command them overturned and cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I command hell to begin to locate the righteous, even from the sanctuary, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare peace of God into every stormy situation, in the name of Jesus. I command every storm to cease, every contrary wind of darkness, I arrest you in the name of Jesus. The required favor to flourish, I command its release over our life this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Those who come against us, you shall fall for our sake, in the name of Jesus. I declare that the prevailers around the world will become a terror to anyone assigned to terrify us, in the name of Jesus. I decree the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood, they will eat their own flesh and drink their own blood as sweet wine. Therefore, good news comes to those who wait. Wherever we go today, the good news of God begins to attend to us for our lifting, for our rejoicing, for our breakthrough, for our establishment, for our deliverance, for our rescue, for our protection, for our provision, even for our promotion and preservation in the mighty name of Jesus. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Therefore, our steps are ordered out of trouble, out of the snare of the fowlers, but are ordered into a victorious even end today. Our steps are ordered even by the Lord, even victoriously. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, even to achieve everything that heaven has ordained for us, according to his destiny plan and destiny mandate for us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, from today, prayer will not be burdensome for you and for us in the name of Jesus. It will be a thing of joy to commune with our God and our Father. And as your voice has been heard in heaven today, I decree that the hand of the Lord is extended and open in our direction to satisfy the desires of every heart and every man that is represented on this altar, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Now unto you, my Father and my God, my King, the word that I speak, the word who speak your word through the agency of my mouth, unto you, O God, that perform to perfection your word. Unto you, O God, that perform the word that you have spoken to me. And Lord, you execute your word that you have sent me to declare. Unto you, Lord, we return the glory, we return the honor for great things that you have done this day. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, because you will exceed our imagination and expectation. Wherever we go today, as we walk in the performance, in the realization and the manifestation of every prayer that we have prayed in your presence and in your hearing. Thank you, our God. We return the glory to you in the name of Jesus. For the sick, I declare them all. Lord, for every tight situation, I decree a divine ease of God. I command supernatural encounters, even with God, by everyone, old or young, even in our midst, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the life of the prevailers has become the dwelling place of God and is holy unto God. Therefore, anyone that troubles us are troubled. Those who come against us, they shall no longer prevail. For so mightily the word of God will grow in us, and it shall prevail. Thank you, our Father, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.